On September the 8th, three Kurdish political prisoners were executed for belonging to political parties. And on the same day, Iran launched seven surface-to-surface missiles in the Iraq-Kurdish region of Koya, killing 17 people and wounding 49. We heard very little about it in the Australian media. The Kurdish community here would like Australians to care more about these atrocities against their people. And in particular, they'd like the Australian government to publicly condemn the executions and bombing. Haja Amin, spokesman for the Kurdish Lobby Australia, spoke to The Wire's Chris Dastur about the dangers facing Kurdish political activists.
Usually what happens in Iran, they get no trials. They belong to political parties trying to make some change inside Iran, and they get tortured at prison without a lawyer. They go to the trial, and anything that belongs to any political party get death sentence inside Iran.
And why has Iran, and even Turkey as well, why have they been so hostile to any Kurdish political party?
It's just the nature of the geographic area. After the World War One, the Kurdish areas were separated between Iraq, Iran, Turkey, and Kurdish people, they have been trying to get their self-determination. They're asking for these rights, and it's not in the benefit of Turkey and Iran to provide these rights to the Kurds, so they are very hostile to the Kurdish parties.
So you've made a call to action for the Australian government. What would you like them to do?
Like many other countries, we would like Australian government to condemn this attack and condemn the execution of political prisoners. The U.S. condemned through Nikki Haley in the United Nations. They condemned these attacks, but we don't hear anything from Australian politicians. The fact is, the attacks were basically across the border from Iran. They fired the missiles inside a sovereign country like Iraq. So in international politics, this is actually very disrespectful. And if Australian government and other governments, they keep quiet about that, the Iranian government will be doing that again and again.
Do you think Australia could have an influence in stopping that?
I believe it's at least they can do. It is important at this stage that Iran knows that other countries, they care about what happens in the area, can't be whatever Iranian government likes to do. So we do hope that Australian government condemns the Iranian action.
But would Iran really care what Australia thinks, given that they're kind of going up against a lot of other foreign powers as well? Would Australia have that much leverage over them?
Yes, of course it does. Iran is actively trying to expand the trade relationship with all other countries, and a condemnation like that would be important so they know that the Australian government does care about the human rights in the area, and through that channel, they might change their mind about how do they treat the human rights issue inside Iran.
And there has been a lot of human rights issues happening in the region. Why don't they generate that much media coverage anymore, especially this most recent incident?
I believe it, from Australian perspective, it used to create media attention, but after the 5+1 removal of the sanctions, some countries like Australia, they would like to keep quiet about the human rights issue and gain some trade relationship with Iran. I'm hoping that it works the other way around. If other countries, they condemn the attacks and Iran stops these executions, and from there would be trade relationships instead of having trade relationship stopping and starting again every now and then.
Haja Amin, spokesperson for the Kurdish Lobby Australia, speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastur.